Stray Cat Theater comes up with another off-center winner in the hysterical dark comedy Year of the Rooster by Eric Dufault. Unlike most local theaters that do holiday shows during December, Year of the Rooster is certainly not a show in that genre, as it tackles Gil Pepper's mundane and uninteresting life. Pepper's one distinction is his prize-winning rooster, Oedipus Rex, known as Oddie, who, with manipulative, conniving strategy, wins cockfights against formidable challengers. This catty rooster's drive is to kill his foils in the ring, and the machinations of his owner's weird life as a McDonald's clerk is utterly wacky, making for a bizarre comedy that leaves audiences guffawing wildly. Staging this time by Michael Peck allows both the company's artistic and associate directors, Ron May and Louis Farber, to star in this zippy production. May plays Pepper with understated but pointedly sly humor, while Farber successfully tackles the double role of Dickie Thimble, who eggs Pepper on, and Bat Dolphin, Oddie's prime opponent. The pair couldn't be better, and Austin Keel is a hoot as Oddie, the head-bobbing rooster. Keel is masterful impersonating the driven-to-win rooster. More brightly comic supporting performances come from Katie McFadden as Pepper's weird 70-year-old mother Lou, and Osiris Kuhn in the double role of Philippa, Pepper's wacko McDonald's co-clerk and lucky lady who is involved in an unusual way with the rooster fights. Peck's rapid-fire, split-second comic timing staging makes Year of the Rooster the wildly funny black comedy it must become to work. There isn't a misstep anywhere in Year of the Rooster, but be warned that if you shy away from off-center, terribly bleak black comedies, Year of the Rooster isn't for you. If bizarre humor tickles your fancy, and if you aren't obsessed with seeing a holiday season tribute, Year of the Rooster is a refreshing alternative and earns 5 stars out of 5. It continues through December 20th. At the opening of Year of the Rooster, Stray Cat Theater made an unexpected but welcome announcement that beginning next season, the company will move from the soon-to-be-demolished Tempe Performing Arts Center to the new Tempe Center for the Performing Arts and its intimate studio theater. This is exciting news, and it is great that one of the Valley's two alternative theaters will continue to produce its welcome, non-traditional theater. For KBAQ, I'm Chris Curcio.